It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
To the Nolan Gymnasium, getting set for the guys' game, and we're going to take a quick breather. It'll be Benedictine, Comer Stockton here in the Nolan. We'll be back with starters and the tip right after this.
Just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grills all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gym. Happy to have you along this evening. Kind of feels evening because we're getting set for game two, but it is this afternoon, a Saturday afternoon, February the 8th. As the Heart of American Athletic Conference and the NAIA find two teams coming together in the Nolan Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine hosting Culver Stockton. Welcome back, everyone. Public address announcer guy doing the starters. Let me do them for you. What do you say? First of all, for Culver, under head coach Dorian Hobbs. Culver coming into the game today at 4-18. They are 4-14 in conference play. They're going to be starting a couple of seniors with Ty Walters Whitaker. He's 6'3" tall from Flossmoor, Illinois. And a 6'5" senior, Jake McGee from Centerton, Arkansas. couple of juniors out there with Alex Jackson from Belleville, Illinois at 6'6", and from Sycamore, Illinois at 6'7". It'll be Connor Davis. Rounding it out, it'll be the point guard, Hayden Lovinger. He is a redshirt freshman and 6'1" out of the Macon. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine 7-16, 6-13 in the conference, and it'll be the starting five that they kind of settled into now with Preston Reynolds, 6'5" junior from Leawood, Kansas, out of Knoxville, Virginia, and sophomore Jack Vandermoody, he's 6'4". At 6'2", and from Lee Summit, it'll be junior Bryson LaRue. Hagen Hilgendorf is a Hastings, Nebraska native, a senior at 6'9". And rounding it out, Deglin Sullivan from South Bend, Indiana, a 6'1 freshman. So for Culver, Lovinger, Walters, Whitaker, McGee, Jackson, and Davis. For the Ravens, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, LaRue, Hilgendorf, and Sullivan. All right, a little while ago we were talking about ladies' games. Let's just kind of wrap up how the conference went this afternoon, and we'll refresh that score page. There were, in all candor, just no surprises around the conference today. On the women's side, it was Baker defeating Mount Mercy 76-70. Missouri Valley over Clark 94-62. Central Methodist beat Peru State 82-60. It was Park downing Graceland 66-58. Mid-America, a winner over William Penn 84-58. And, of course, the big win for Benedictine here this afternoon. So Lady Ravens with the impressive W in game one. Around the conference today and the early games, well, we didn't get, those did not refresh. Let me get them updated for you here right quick. The two finals in the 2 o'clock games, it was Missouri Valley over Clark, 79-63, and Baker continues to roll along at the top of the heap. They got over Mount Mercy by 30-plus. It was 89-58. In Olathe, they've gotten an early start. Mid-America in front of Penn by 2 with about 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Here we go. The Ravens in the home place with red and black. It'll be Culver Stockton in that traveling Kentucky blue with black and white lettering and trim. Coming into the center circle to jump it off. Benedictine is going to have Hagen Hilgendorf. Culver Stockton is going to have Jackson, and the ball is away. It'll be controlled down by the Wildcats, and we're underway. Culver Stockton with the ball going from right to left across your dial here in the very first half. CSC is going to be in no hurry to start things. They'll be deep in the left corner right in front of the Benedictine bench. With the ball over there is going to be Stevenson. They'll push it off on top to Walters Whitaker. How high Jackson gets it back behind him. Shot clock's already down to 6. They'll go to left block. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Hook shot at 1. Knocking it down at Culver Stockton. In the very first possession. And Alex Johnson turnaround puts the Wildcats in front 2-0. And we are moments into the game. Here's Benedictine with Hilgendorf. Going to be a little Bryson LaRue action. He'll start over to the right side. Spin it out on top. Dumps it over to Preston. Reynolds will start to the top. Bring it back to the right. Kick it over in front of the bench, and BC will work the perimeter. These two teams just kind of looking one another over a little bit. 17-footer falling away. Hagen Hilgendorf ties the game. So we're even at 2, and we're a minute in. And the ball's going to be knocked away. Down the floor. It's going to be Preston, the finger roll in the bucket. Preston Reynolds makes it 4-2, Benedictine. 18:40 to go in half number one. The driving shot on the other end is going to miss. Tipped out. It'll be Vanderwoody coming out with the basketball. Here comes Deglin Sullivan. He'll race it up the floor, push off with the free hand, dribbles with the left, comes out on top. Vanderwoody changes direction, spins it over to Preston. Reynolds will work it around the perimeter, pulls up his dribble on the right elbow. Out on top, it'll be Sullivan. Deglin thought about the long shot, doesn't. Goes Bryson back to Hagen. Culver in a little player defense right now. Jack will drive in. They don't want to let him have that open look. Deglin will take it in among the trees. Shot clock down at 3. Baseline jump shot off the mark. Rebounding it down. Culver Stockton. Neither team giving me a lot of energy here in the opening minutes. 2 minutes gone. It is 4-2 Benedictine. CSC. Oh, that's a very long three. Won't drop. Long rebound pulled away by Hilgendorf, who stretches. Call it in. Hagen, big guy, 6'9", got the great wingspan. Out on top, Jaglin. Back over to Jack. He'll fall away. Hit it. Vanderwoody. Knock it down to three, and Benedictin goes up now 7-2. 17 and a half to go in the first half. We'll skip past CSC. Start to the right. Kick it back over to the left side. Crowd a little more subdued right now than they were. I think that, probably no question, they expended a whole lot of energy in game one. Got a lot of fans, a lot of friends who have come to the game today. Showing up randomly, and now ball's going to get kicked, and Benedictine's going to come up with it. Talking to some former Ravens who are here, they usually just pick a game. They said they had no idea that they had selected senior day. Here's a three for Bryson. Not quite there. Culver with a rebound and back and forth with it. It's going to come Walters Whitaker. So it's always good to see some old friends. Raven Hall of Famers in the house here today. Driving right, falling away. One hand shot. No. Tip, no. Rebound. Sullivan couldn't haul it in. It'll get out of bounds into the Benedictine bench where Culver Stockton will put it back in. And we're going to get the first substitution of the game. It'll come in for CSC. Checking into the lineup for Coach Hobbs, we're going to have Marquez Rhodes, a 6'3 junior from Chicago. Marquez averages about 8-9 points a game. Here's a little turning shot, and the lane is going to be up and good for Walters Whitaker. It is 7-4, Benedictine. 16-20 to go in the first half. Little dance around to the left side, and BC works around. Again, just not a lot of big vibe here. Here's a three. Won't go for Jaglin. And another nice rebound pulled down by Alex Johnson. Alex is a big guy out there. I mean, he's one of those big wide bodies. Now he's going to put a shot up underneath and won't get it to fall. Rebound Benedictine. Ravens coming down. It's 2-on-2. Preston, no. Followed by Jaglin. Yeah. First point of the game for Jaglin Sullivan. It is 9-4 Benedictine at the 15:40 mark of the opening half. This game could be over in, 15 at halftime and 40. This game could be over in an hour. We're moving here. Now it's knocked away, loose on the floor, picked back up, Culver Stockton, shot clock at 8. These teams are being patient. They're taking a lot of time off the board. Now it's going to be stolen. Here comes Jaglin, down the floor, goes in, goes up, gets two, Jaglin Sullivan. It is now 11 for Benedictine. We are 15 minutes to go in the first half. Way outside with it, Davis. Connor will kick it to the top of three. Whoa, that's going to happen. Rebound tipped out. Sullivan pulling down a basketball. 14:50 to play in the first half. Culver Stockton. He has another young man already at the scorer's table getting set to check in. It'll be Nicholas Fowler. Fowler out of Paris, California. And Benedictine hits another bucket. They go up 13-4. Jaglin Sullivan for two. And then we come back to the other end as Sullivan has six. And it's now 13-6. Because going right up on the other end, Culver Stockton. So Walters Whitaker. 13-6 Benedictine. Now, the Ravens from outside. Right now, these two teams just kind of walking up and down the floor, get it to the other end, run a little offense, get a shot, take it, kind of hope it goes in. Now, into the lane, the ball is going to be stripped away, and Benedictine, who's yet to make a substitution. Little hook pass, Sullivan drives across, feeds into the corner, fall away for Jack, short, rebound Hagen, short, rebound Culver Stockton. Here we go on the other end. The shot goes up, and we're going to get it out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. What do you say? 13:27 to go in the opening half. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where the Ravens have already taken a double-digit lead. It's Benedictine 16, Culver Stockton 6.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
The ball game by some 7. They've led by 7 a couple of times now. We're 13:27 to go in the first half. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Let's look at some of the numbers here. They come hot off of the press. Benedictine, they're shooting well. 7-13 from the floor. That's 54%. 2 of 6 from outside. Haven't had a free throw yet. Culver Stockton, 44% from the floor and 1 of 3. From outside, rebounds, 6-5. It's really nothing terribly exciting other than Benedictine has just gotten off a lot more shots. Ravens with 13 shots on goal, where Culver Stockton has only gotten away 9. Now BC's going to bring Drew into the game. They're going to bring Ezra into the game. And they're going to bring Harrison into the game. They're going to bring Gino into the game. So 4 substitutions by Raven head coach Ryan Moody. 13-13 to go in the half. Ezra Vigafa got on top. Harrison, 3. Oh, I thought that was going to go, but it does not. And Culver Stockton and Nicholas Fowler sweeps down the rebound. It'll be CSC back up court with it. Vigafa, Kisling, Vanderwoody, Corridori, Purdy are the Raven 5. Davis Fowler, Walters Whitaker, Lominger, and Rhodes for Culver Stockton. Benedictine up 7. CSC rotates around way up above the three-point ring. It's going to be Walters Whitaker. Now the step inside, 17-footer leaning in, and a lot of traffic. It's just going to be partially deflected out of the hands of Davis. Ravens coming up the court. Here comes Vanderwoody into the lane. Goes up and down, gets it. 8 points for Jack Vanderwoody. It is now 18-9 Benedictine with a 9-point lead, and we're 12:20 to go, first half. 3-pointer, left side, off the front, left of the rim, no good. Jack coming out with a basketball, here comes Ezra. He'll bring it down the right side in front of the scorer's table, weave his way out on top between the circles. Jack will square up, long three, up and short. Rebound, Gino. A lot of flat-footed basketball going on out here right now. Here's a baseline three for Drew, no. And a rebound, pulled down by CSC. Culver Stockton taking it down the court, and you got Walter Whitaker. Goes up, but in, and give him a couple of more. Half a dozen points for Ty. 18-11 to play here in the first half. Or 11 and a half to go in the first half. 18-11. The Ravens lead the feed to Gino. Nope, tipped up Gino. Yep. Corridori. Again, kind of flat footed, just goes up with one hand. It slaps the ball off the backboard. 20-11, Benedictine. At 11-11 to go in the first half. Culver Stockton around the right side. Looks in. Little seesaw dribble out there for Rhodes. Skims it over to Walters Whitaker. Pushes to Davis. Big guy playing way outside. Now baseline corner. Lominger's 3. No. Corridori. Towards it down, and we're going to back to the other end of the floor. 10:45 to go. Here's Corridori with it. Harrison. Gino has it knocked out of his hands, and it'll be picked back up by Culver Stockton. 10.5 to go in the opening half. CSC starts left, pulls right, back left, now outside, now 3, no. Vanderwoody coming down with another rebound. It'll be his second of the game. 10:15 to go in the half. Not a lot of excitement happening out here. The ball's going to be knocked out of Gino's hands, but Jack will pick it up. Kick it back to Corridori. Backing in. Gino backing in. Gets doubled up. Ezra squares up. Three. Nope. Rebound, Drew. Yep. Purdy. And it's 22-11. Benedictine assumes its largest lead of the game with 9:40 to play in the first half. They're up 11. Comer dumps it over to the right side. Nice feed to the block, and then the ball is going to be knocked away. Not sure which player was off of, but as it goes out of bounds, we're going to get a media break. 9:34 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan Gym. Benedictine 22, Comer Stockton 11.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Looking around the Honda America Athletic Conference standings as games underway today. Baker continues to pace the way in a conference at 17-2. They've got Grayson at 16-3, 14 wins for Peru, 13 for Mid-American Park, 11 for Grandview, Missouri Valley Central Methodist with 9, Benedictine and Penn with 6, 5 for Clark, 4 for Coburn, 2 for Mount Mercy. A couple of 20-game winners already in this conference is both Baker and Graceland are 20-3 overall this season. Coming out of the timeout, it is Culver Stockton basketball. The Wildcats work it over to the right side, drive toward the top of the key. They still have a lot of vigor going on. The shot off the mark and off its rebound resets the shot clock. Back to the right, it'll be Rhodes. Shot blocked away by Purdy. Here comes Harrison. Kissing will drive across. Bryson LaRue, right side, had a little room, lost it, but it's going to be saved by Diglin. Sullivan with the ball, a little look over his shoulder. Coach Moody, who's telling him what he wants to do. Moody's saying, spread it out, guys, widen around a little bit. Sullivan goes in, goes up, he gets whacked over the shoulder. He's all right. The defender coming in late, coming in from behind, and you get what you would expect to have happen there in a foul on the defense. Committee the foul is going to be Hayden. That is the first foul of the game coming 11 minutes in. Pretty remarkable. The officials aren't too excited either out here this afternoon, I don't think. First free throw, not going to go in for Sullivan. Got a half a dozen points already. Mr. Reynolds will come back on the floor. Drew Purdy will rotate off. 8:52 to go in the first half. Little knee bend, a little shot. Yeah. Daglin Sullivan knocks it down. Give him 7 today. 23-11. Benedictine in front. They've led throughout. Culver Stockton. Here's a running three. Oh, nice touch on the shot by Ryan Stevenson. 23-14. So Benedictine's lead been trimmed back down to 9. BC will have the young guards on the outside. Deglin Sullivan and got Harrison out there. Back on the inside, a little give and go. And as Bryson LaRue spills to the floor, his driving shot from the right side won't go in, but he's going to be fouled and coming to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be on Culver Stockton. It'll belong to Jacob McGee. It'll be his first team foul, too. Ravens have not fouled yet at 8:13 to go in the half. Not sure I've ever seen a game where a full half goes by for Benedictine with no fouls. That would be kind of an interesting number. One more free throw coming up is the first one. Doesn't quite go in for Bryson. He looks for his first point of the game. And there you go, get it. 24-14, Benedictine. Clover Stockton weaves it back up the floor. We're 8 minutes to go in the opening half. Stevenson feeds it right through off the block. Couple of hit fakes later, the shot up missing. Rebound, Preston. Now you've got Hagen coming up the floor a little bit slowly. Driving in, little scoop shot. Oh, pretty shot for Benedictine by Harrison. Harrison Kissling with the shot. And are we having a timeout here? What do we have going on? Now they're going to leave, take them off the floor, and we'll see what's going on. We've got to get a timeout, Joseph. I know what's going on. Is you remember a moment ago, you had Hagen coming up the floor, apparently bleeding just a little bit. So they're going to get that mopped up, and we're going to take a break. 7:51 to go. We're in the opening half here in the Dolan Gymnasium in Ancheson, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens, 26. Culver Stockton, 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We've got a little official timeout, and here's a do some housekeeping next Wednesday. I say this, and I got to tell you, and normally these things don't bother me, but we've already had the big blizzard of 25, and I'm looking at going over to Marshall on Wednesday, and I'm really looking forward to it, and now they're talking a half a foot of snow, and I don't know what's going to happen, but if they're having a game, I'm going to go, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball at Missouri Valley Wednesday. 5:30 for the ladies, 7:30 for the guys. Falling away shot for three won't happen, and the rebound's got to be tipped around. Forts on the floor, jump ball. Come on, call it, guys. There it is. Yeah, two guys locked up on the ball, just yanking and yanking and yanking, and it was forever getting that jump ball whistle. So, yeah, Benedictine on the road at Missouri Valley Wednesday, and then we're going to go back to Oskaloosa. Now, I was in Oskaloosa last night, but it was just down 59 highway. I'm going to go to the one off to take 35 to the 56 exit through Indianola, and you go to Oskaloosa, Iowa. We're going to be at William Penn next Saturday, a week from right now. So, season winding along. Four games remaining after today. Here's BC, left side with it, and Beglin Sullivan. To Gino, to Deglin, spins in, nothing. Gino on top, right side, Bryson. Lurie putting it on the floor a couple of times. Threads the needle underneath. Gino, yeah! Corridori with four. And it's 28-14. And we have 7 minutes left in the opening half. Culver back up the floor with a basketball. It'll be Davis. He'll spin into the lane, goes up, reverse layup, no, rebound. It'll go to Benedictine, getting high in the air, but unable to control down the basketball. The Culver Stockton, D. Vincent. BC will have it back in, where Preston Reynolds will bring it to Bryson LaRue. Back to Preston. He will split a couple of defenders, slide down the floor, into the forecourt, weaving over to the left side in front of the Benedictine pep band. In the corner now is Bryson. He'll launch the three, and they're going to say, no, he stepped on the sideline first. It did go in, but it does not count. And Culver Stockton goes to the bench, and into the game is going to come Roy Dinar. He is from Tel Aviv, Israel. 6:20 left. Here's a fall-away three. No. Rebound. Vander Rudy. Here comes Benedictine. With 6:15 to go in the opening half, Ravens have the basketball leading at 28-14. They'll have it left side. Now back it comes. Preston scoops. It won't roll in. It was a great move and the right shot. It just didn't finish. Over Stockton taking it back the other way. Three on the other end. Nope. Rebound tipped out to Corridori. Gino to Deglin. Sullivan lines it down. He's basically one on five. The rest of his team is following up the court. And on top, Bryson goes into the lane, falling away, kicks it out. The three, Deglin wide right. And a rebound back to Walters Whitaker. Clover Stockton back down. Walters Whitaker into the lane. Little Euro step. No, tipped out. Preston comes down with a board. Down the floor. The shot. Off balance. It's up and good. Bryson LaRue. 30-14, Benedictin. 5:10 to go in the opening half. McGee for Clover Stockton. Nice pass underneath in the lane, back and away, reverse layup, no, offensive rebound, followed back, shot, no, rebound, tipped around, and Ravens cannot save it, follow shot, going to go in on the third try. That's going to be Rohit Dinar. And it's 30-16, Benedictine. 4:40 to play in the first half. Ravens over. Ease the end of the middle and work the out top side. Staying in the player defense, you got Culver Stockton. Left-handed layup is good for Corridori. Gino's got six. 32-16 for the second time. The Ravens go up by 16 points. 4:20 left in the first half. CSC between the circles. Dinar, long, long three. Whoa! The big guy, what a shot! So Dinar with five, coming in off the bench, 32-19. And we go inside 4 minutes to play in the first half. BC to Gino. Two defenders around him. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Preston's finally able to corral it. And then Gino has it knocked away from him. Down the floor. Look out. Could be showtime. There it is. Throwing it down on the other end is going to be Ryan Stevenson. 32-21. 3.5 left in the first half. Back it away is Bryson. Three won't go for him. Culver Stockton with a long rebound right in front of their team bench. And quickly up the left side in front of the scorer's table they will come. Out on top of it is going to be Dinar. He hit that long 3 minutes ago. Backs away, looks in, backs away, looks in. Dinar is a big guy, tall and lean. And nice pass down to the baseline where little left-handed shot is going to be up and first points of the game for Jacob McGee. 32-23. 3 minutes to go in the half. I mentioned Dinar out there. He is 6'9", 210 pounds. Minute, or rather 2 minutes 45 to go in the half. Benedictine. Here's Vanderwoody with it. Shot clock at six. Shot clock at three. Off balance shot goes up. A foul called on Dinar. Preston Reynolds will come to the free throw line, and we're going to get our under five timeout. We're taking it right now. With 2 minutes and 35 to go in the first half. Benedictine 32, Culver Stockton 23.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Benedictine in the pink warm-up tees as they tended to show respect for the day here. And Culver Stockton to our right. Each team humped up around their respective coaching staff. With only 2:35 to go in the opening half of the Ravens lead, which had been 16, it is now 9. CSC's improved their shooting to 34.5% from the floor, 10 of 29, including 3 of 11 from outside. For Benedictine. 14 of 28. How about that? Shoot and a half. You'll take that. However, the Ravens are only 2 of 12 from three-point range and only 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Benedictson has out-rebounded Culver Stockton 15-9 up to this point. And coming to the line for the Ravens right now is going to be Preston Reynolds. His first free throw is going to be quite short. One more shot coming up for Preston. He's got 2 points today. This one gets in there. Preston Reynolds with three. 33-23, Ravens out front. As Culver Stockton comes up the floor, we go inside 2.5 minutes to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Spinning into the lane, taking it down the left side, all the way to the block, back and in, twisting, turning, shooting. Finger roll over the front lip of the rim. It's good by Davis. Culver Stockton's Connor Davis getting his first point of the evening. 33-25. Now Vander Rudy has it on top. Over to Ezra, who's back into the game. By Goffa, dishes left. Harrison steps inside, backs it away again. Shot clock at 9. Here's a three-point base finder. Good! I'm going to tell you what, Hagen Hilgendorf is one of the better three-point shooters on this team. Ravens up 11, 36-25. A minute 40 to go. And inside, a little turnaround shot is going to be up and good. 36-28. Three on the other side. Nope. Rebound Culver Stockton. CSC comes down and don't tell me. See, I never said anything. I didn't want to hex it. Going for a full first half without a foul. And there's the first one with a minute 17 to go. Well, they got close. That foul is going to be on Hilgendorf. Culver down the left side. It's going to be stolen. Preston. He'll race down. The defender gets in front of him. He'll put it up and in anyway. Preston Reynolds gets a couple more. From the baseline left in front of the Benedictine bench. The three is going to be up and good. And Denar is coming off the bench. He had a couple of threes and have 8 points. We're in the last minute of the half. Here's Ezra. Back left, Harrison. Ravens just kind of working it. Oh, underneath. That was a pretty move. And somebody missed Preston Reynolds. He got open, lays it in. It's 40-31. Shot clock's off. Culver Stockton going to have the final shot of the half. Holding it up way up top side is going to be Walters Whitaker. He will probably want the shot himself. No, it'll come out on top. Oh, Denar for three. That was way short. Ravens are going to let that thing trickle out of bounds, and they'll have 1 second remaining in the first half. Benedictine is just going to be wanting to look to get this ball put back in play. They will, and it's halftime. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you here in the Nola Gymnasium. It's been all Benedictine so far. In intermission, it's the Ravens 40, Wildcats 31.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla.
Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters.
And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMG cheese quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons.
And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Here in the Ralph Village Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus, and we see at home today leading the visitors out of Culver Stockton 40-31. Welcome back, everybody, and we'll summarize this opening half for just a little bit and kind of hit you some of the highlights. Let's first of all take a look at individual scoring. For Culver Stockton, 8 points for Rotenar. He came in off the bench and launched it a couple of threes and a two. He's got 8 to lead his team. You got Ty Walters Whitaker with 6 and 5 apiece for Ryan Stevenson and Connor Davis. It was a 3-point half for Martez Rhodes. And with 2 each, you'll find Jacob McGee and Alex Johnson. For Benedictine, very balanced scoring. What, 8 guys in the column with Jack Vanderwoody pacing away with 8, 7 each for Preston Reynolds and Declan Sullivan. Coming off the bench, Gino Corridori with a half a dozen, 5 and a half for Hagen Hilgendorf, 3 for Bryson LaRue, and you had Harrison Kissling and Drew Purdy each with 2. All right, let's talk fouls. Culver Stockton wraps up the first half with 3 personal fouls total as a team, and 2 of them are going to be on Jacob McGee. For Benedictine, and I thought maybe, and I don't ever remember it having happened, I thought maybe I was going to see a half of basketball with no fouls, but with just over a minute to go, we had 1 foul in the first half, and it belongs to Hilgendorf, so no real foul issues here today. Shooting the basketball, well, hang on here, let me update those numbers. There we go. Benedictine hitting, I mean, they're shooting the ball well. I don't know how else you can say it. Benedictine, 17-33, 52%. Culver, 13-33 for 39. From outside, the Ravens hitting 20% of their three-point shots, 3 of 15. Culver hit 36% of theirs, 5 of 14. And at the free throw line, Culver with none. Benedictine is 3 of 6. Total rebounds, the Ravens with an edge of a half dozen. Bench points, lead belongs to Culver Stockton. Points of the paint, lead belongs to Benedictine. Tell you what, up and down, Ravens have fast broke this game. They jumped out early, and they've cruised right along. Anything spectacular? Maybe not, but very solid first half for BC, and I think that today, that was what you'd like. Good, solid performance. Notch a W here at home. Be ready to take 3 more final 3 road games of the regular season. That said, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back and bring you the second half of this afternoon's Benedictine game live here on K Radio. But with that intermission score here at the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine 40, Culver Stockton 31, we're going to return to the sports studio where Joseph is standing by, and he cannot wait to share with you this halftime.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty 4-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good Saturday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us for Benedictine College Ravens basketball as they're playing host to Culver Stockton. We'll return to the men's game in just a moment. Coming up on Monday evening. Yes, I said Monday evening. We've got high school basketball with Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:45 to 8 o'clock. Tuesday, we've got Oskaloosa at JCN basketball series with the girls game at 6. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:45 to 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine taking on Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Horton at Marhill Mount Academy. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:45 to 8 o'clock. Saturday returns us to Benedictine basketball as they will be playing William Penn. 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court at 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla.
Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMG's. I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, there were a number of teams in play, including Baker, which had a victory over Mount Mercy at Baldwin City. It was 76-70 for Baker's favor. Missouri Valley topped Clark 94-62. Central Methodist had a great win over Peru State 90-69. Park beat Graceland 85-68, and Mid-America Nazarene had a great day over William Penn in the women's game at 87 points to William Penn's 60. In the game that we listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm happy to report that the Lady Ravens had a 68-49 victory over Culver Stockton. In men's basketball, I have a couple of finals to report. It was Baker over Mount Mercy, 89-56. Missouri Valley topped Clark, 79-63. With 17 minutes and 23 seconds left in the second, it is William Penn trailing Mid-American Nazarene, with Mid-American Nazarene sitting at 53 points, William Penn sitting at 44. With 1 minute, and I'm sorry, with 4 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first, it is Park leading Graceland 23-20. And at the half, Peru State is leading Central Methodist 44-33, and Benedictine are leading Culver Stockton 40-31. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 23 tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, 21. Upper 30s, Monday, with a slight chance for snow. Much cooler Tuesday, with highs in the low 20s. Snow continues, about an inch of snow Monday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's currently 36 degrees and fair in downtown Atchison. It feels like 26 out there with the winds out of the northwest at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 52%. The dew point, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, it's on the rise at 30.19 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kalt courtside in just a moment.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Nona Gymnasium on a beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're about ready to get underway with the second half of the guys' game today as the Ravens look to sweep their visitors out of Canton, Missouri. Beating Lady Ravens with an impressive victory in game one, 68-49. And the BC guys here at intervention in front by 9, 40-31 over the Wildcats. Welcome back, Joseph. He's the guy in the care studio. He produces, engineers, puts together the outstanding half times and just handles the stuff, the things and stuff that we need done. Joseph, thank you. Tom Kalt sitting here high above the floor, and Benedictine going to come out of the court in the home whites and bring out their original starting five. Preston Reynolds, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Deglan Sullivan. For Culver Stockton, who puts the ball in play to begin the second half, it'll also be their starters of Hayden Levengeer, Ty Walters, Whitaker, Jacob McGee, Alex Johnson, and Connor Davis. And as quickly as that, the driving shot from the left side is going to be up and good, and Connor Davis has seven. The Benedictine lead trimmed down to 40-33. just underway in the second half. Ravens down the right side, spinning in Deglin. Can't get a shot, and they're going to say he traveled with it. I thought he planted that left foot for the official down there at the baseline, who had a good view of it, said not exactly, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. So the first BC turnover comes less than a half a minute into the second half. Here comes Culver. Broadcast to the basketball, over to the left side. It's going to be Rhodes. Spinning into the lane, falling away, 17-footer, rims out, no good, rebound Bryson. LaRue will take it the other way. Little skipping move coming into the forecourt, goes to Vanderwood, three off the front. Rebound Culver, baseball pass, other end, and his teammate saves it, loses it, out of bounds to the Ravens. For Culver's knock that it was a great idea. Stevenson had already raced to the other end of the floor and was all alone down there, but the pass was high and fast and a little bit errant, and Bobcats unable to control it in. Back up court with it will come Benedictine. A minute gone in the second half. BC works the top. It's going to be Hagen back to Deglin. Sullivan to LaRue. Skips it back over to the near side. Underneath, at the block, nothing. Out on top with five at a shot clock. Off the rim and in! It bounced off the rim a couple of times, but it's still the three for Bryson. He doubles his game scoring with one shot. It is 43-33. 18-20 to go. Now back it in. The ball is going to be knocked away. Sullivan. Ravens have a three-on-one break. Sullivan goes coast-to-coast. Can't get it. Tipped up. Doesn't get it, but it doesn't matter. We had a foul as Deglin had outrun Connor Davis to the other end of the floor. Davis picking up the personal foul. It's going to be his first of the game. First second-half foul by CSC. And at the line, the freshman from South Bend. Free throw's good. So for Sullivan, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. That'll be his 8th point. And a second free throw will be his 9th. Deglin has not had the best free throw shooting year, but he's having a good one here today. Good game. 45-33 Benedictine. 18 minutes left. Culver will come from the top. They'll launch a 3. No, rebound Sullivan. Looked for a minute like that thing was going to bounce off the rim and kick up and in. Here's a 3 on the other side. That's good for Vanderwoody. Jack from the outside picking up his 11th point of the game. The first Benedictine player to reach double-figure scoring. 48-33. Suddenly BC's gotten his biggest lead of the game, and as the shot goes up, it's missed. Rebound Ravens. Pulling it down, it's going to be Hilgendorf. Driving down, it's going to be Jack. Lombing it over to the left side to Bryson. LaRue, head fake, comes out on top. Reynolds will have it knocked away, and out of his hands, it's going to go out. Benedictine out of bounds. Nice little piece of defense down there by Martez Rhodes for Culver Stockton. Here come the Wildcats. Walters Whitaker. He's got a cool, calm guy out there for CFC. Now back to the right side. It's going to be knocked away. The Ravens. It was just Preston Reynolds. It was almost comical the way he had come around at the outside of Davis, and Connor never saw him coming. He bats it free. Connor's like looking around like, where did it go? You know, like when you have a pet and you got a toy in your hand and you suddenly, when they think you throw it, you just kind of stick it in your pocket or something and they don't know where it went to. It's kind of what that was like. He was looking around, couldn't find it. And now as we go into the forecourt, it's going to go out of bounds and Benedictine will give it back to Culver Stockton. Deglin Sullivan will check out of the game and the Ravens are going to get Ezra Vigafa back in. 16:45 to play. Culver in front of the Wildcat bench, hook pass to the top. Connor Davis goes left side, off the window, and good. Connor Davis. It is 48-35. The shot blocked from behind. Rebound CSC. And back up, here they come. And on the other end, we have a whistle, a foul, and 3 free throws coming up for Culver Stockton. 16:20 left. Crowd relatively subdued right now. think that's fair to say. Culver Stockton will be at the line, and striding up there is Ryan Stevenson. Stevenson, a 6'4 senior, Fairview Heights, Illinois. He's a really, really, really good free throw shooter, but that first one, no. Second one, yeah. 48-36. Really good. I mean, 25 of 31, over 80%. That's really good. We're going to get Gino back into the game. Gino and Drew Purdy have both checked in. They'll be out there with Vigampa, Vanderwoody, and LaRue. And this free throw, good. So three free throws for Stevenson. You'll get most of them, and it is 48-37. Benedictine's up court pass going to be snapped out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball from the far side with 16-11 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens up 9. Or excuse me, up 11 now. Up 11. Coach Moody tells his guys, okay, want to roll the ball around a little bit. By roll, move it around. Work the perimeter. Here's Gino with it. Corduri will back into the lane, get away from two defenders. That's a nice, strong shot by Gino. When he goes up strong like that, he's so big and wide that he's going to be very hard to stop. And leaning in for him is a big deal as opposed to kind of falling away with those shots. That time he went to the rim and was successful. Culver Stockton back down, shot clock at 12. They'll work baseline, falling away, no, and tumbling to the floor wildly is Connor Davis. 15 and a half to go in the game. 50-37. The foul, Drew Purdy, his first. The free throw, short. Connor Davis, one more. Back into the game for Culver Stockton is going to be the big guy, and that's Alex Johnson. Second free throw, yeah! So Davis will get one of the two. It is 50-38. We've got 15 and a half to go. Vander Woody coming out of the ball game, and now Harrison goes down. He gets hit in the nose, and he's still on the floor in the backcourt, holding on to his face, and he's going to have to come out of there. And we're going to take a little time out because they will attend to him, they will attend to the floor, and we're going to take a break. 15:25 to go in the ball game. Ravens 50, Wildcats 38.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Sullivan off the floor. He seems to be okay. The trainers are giving him a little look-see down on the end of the Benedictine bench. And Ravens coming up court with the basketball, leading it by a dozen to 50-38. Welcome. Pass comes out on top. Larry's in for him. Larry Parker III, his first appearance this afternoon. So you've got Vigampa, LaRue, Parker, Corridori, and Purdy. Here's a little turnaround from in the middle of the lane. Will not go in for Drew. And Culver Stockton sweeps it down. Back up court with it. Going to come CSC. Out on top is going to be Walters Whitaker. He slows it down, working in front of Parker. 14:20 to go. Game continues to move along briskly. Out on top, Stevenson kicks it back right side to Davis. Davis is like a lot of action, a lot of movement, a lot of contact. He's just a lot out on the floor. Falls down on the floor a lot, just all over the place. Benedictine back up court with it. Inside 14 now. Ravens push it off on top. Bryson to Purdy. He sees a wide open shot, takes it, missed it. And rebounding it again is going to be Walters Whitaker. So for Walters Whitaker, that is what, his fifth, sixth rebound of the game? So he's multifaceted guy. He got 6 points, six rebounds. Runs the ball club kind of from the off guard. Here's a feed inside. Stolen. Stepped in front of his donor by LaRue. Look away pass, and he tricked everybody, including Gino. And we will get the under 15 break. Time out of the court. 13:25 to go in the game. Benedictine 50. Culver Stockton 38.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
The Nolan Gymnasium is the fresh hot off of the old printer stats come rolling north. 13:25 to go in the ballgame as the break occurs. Benedictine leading it by 12 at 50-38 in Culver Stockton. They're still shooting 38.5%, which not great, but it could be worse. But for the Ravens, the ball has gone in 48.8%. And for Benedictine, 50 points. With 13:25 to go, that is well above, I think, what Coach Moody would have as a kind of a target number. He would like to see his team come and hold an opponent to mid-upper 60s and get into the 70s, you know? So they're well on, actually on chart, on course for both of those goals. Again, Benedictine hitting 20 of 41 from the floor, including 5 of 20 from outside. And the Ravens are going to bring in 4 substitutions here at the next dead ball. And Ezra gets an elbow to the side of the face, driving down to the baseline with the basketball, Davis, and he's going down, and he just reached out, dribbling with the right hand, reached out with that left elbow, and put it right on the left cheek of Ezra. And I'm surprised Coach Moody is not asking him to come and look at this, because that was kind of dicey down there. Nobody's going to apparently raise a big fuss. Coach Moody's now having a word with one of the officials. But, yeah. That was a thrown elbow. 13-13 to go in the ballgame. They're not going to look at that. And Culver Stockton will bring it in. They'll come way out on top, and that's going to be Dinar. Step back. See, again, you got the drop of the shoulder and the lean in on Deglan Sullivan. But this time, when he dropped the shoulder, they are going to call a travel on Connor Davis. Benedictine will have it in front of the CSC bench, where Drew Purdy will inbound it. And Sullivan coming up the floor. Sullivan across the timeline. Cuts to the left side, into the lane. Spins it over, comes on top, back between the circles. Down the left side is going to be Harrison. He'll kick it over. The running shot, partially deflected. Rebounding it back down, CSC. Culver Stockton coming up the floor, taking the top of the key, look away pass, end of the lane. The shot goes up, won't go, foul on Drew. Purdy will collect the personal foul. Coming to the free throw line is Purdy's got foul number 2. It's going to be Culver Stockton, and it. Walters Whitaker, who has no free throws, got 6 points in the first half, has not scored in the second, and his first free throw, it's good. Ty's an 80-plus percent free throw shooter on the season. He averages over 12 points a ball game. He's at 7 right now, so probably just about on schedule. Maybe just a little behind, but not bad. Second free throw, also good. 8 points for Walters Whitaker. It is 50-40, 12:37 to go, and until that bucket, neither team had scored in like 3 or so minutes. Benedictine back up floor. Here's Purdy. Kicks it over to Kissling, and Harrison back out on top to Sullivan. Ravens playing a long way from the basket right now. a feet under to Purdy. He's off the right block. A little sky hook. Oh, that was a nice shot. Spinning and hooking it up over his head and lobbing it in. Drew Purdy collects his fourth point of the evening. It is 52-42. Benedictin inside 12 now to go. The shot falling away is going to be off the window and in. And another bucket for Walters Whitaker. 52-44. BC looks it over. Stepping in. Hagen. In. Up. Oh, it did not roll down. Here comes Culver Stockton. CSC works the perimeter. Benedictson seeing an early tight man. Dean now into the lane. The one-handed runner is going to be up and in. We're going to get a BC timeout as Whitaker gets his 12th point of the game. Taking a timeout with the Ravens with 11:27 to go. We're in the second half in the Nolan. Benedictson 52, Culver Stockton 44.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome to Gymnasium, Atchison, Kansas. Happy to have you along with us here this afternoon as the Ravens at home on Senior Day 2025. Welcome. 11:27 to go in this boys' game. 52-44, the Ravens in front. Culver Stockton continuing to improve their field goal percentage. I think they're taking maybe a little better shot, a little more concentrated shots. They're up now to 41.5% from the floor on 17-41. Benedictine hitting 47.5% at 21-44. From the outside, each team has hit 5. Ravens 5 of 20, Culver 5 of 16. So Benedictine hitting 25% of their outside shots. And at the free throw line, each team has hit 5. Now coming out of the timeout, the Ravens are going to be dealing with full court pressure, which they break easily on a cross-court pass and getting the ball in the hands of Deglin Sullivan, and the Ravens are back on offense. 11-11 to go in the ballgame. Here's Drew Purdy. Feeds underneath to Hagen. Back to Drew. He'll go for three, but it'll come up a little bit short. And rebound again to Walters Whitaker. He'll hook shot. Pass back out on top. The three from there. No. Ravens lucky that one didn't go down. The rebound underneath. The shot is off the mark by Denar. Here comes BC. Benedictine up court to Hagen. The finger roll in the bucket. Hagen Hilgendorf. His first point of the second half and seventh of the afternoon. And it's 54-44. BC back up again with double-figure lead. Whitaker shot. Nope. Ravens foul. Yeah. Is it going to be Harrison? Is it going to be Hagen? It's going to be Harrison. So, first foul of the afternoon for Harrison Kissling. And Walters Whitaker coming to the line. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and that one rolls around and in. For Benedictine, Purdy out. And also, Vanderrudy will come out. Ravens are going to get Preston Reynolds and Bryce on the roof. Back out there. We are almost midpoint of the second half. Second free throw spins out. No good. Pressed in with a rebound. Here comes Benedictson. Ravens by 9. 54-45. 10:20 to go in the ball game. They'll go back door to Preston. He'll put it on the floor. One goes up. Hits it. Draws a foul. A well played trip up the floor by Benedictson and Preston Reynolds, who finishes it. The foul is going to be on Connor Davis. And coming to the line, it'll be Reynolds. Preston hits the free throw, and with that free throw, hits his 10th point of the afternoon. Preston having a good one here today, and we are 10 minutes left. It is 57-45. The Ravens up a dozen. CSC, you hear that thump? That's a body hitting the floor. And the ball picks up, and it's going to be put up and in anyway. Culver Stockton getting the bucket off the fingertips of Jacob McGee. That was rolling down on the floor. You heard Connor Davis hitting down there. He's rubbing his knee and kind of limping a little bit. Benedictine back on offense, up 10, inside 10 to play. Preston goes up, gets two more. Preston Reynolds. 59-47. That's a really long three for Denar that won't go. And a rebound slapped away by Hilgendorf, cleared down by Sullivan. Coach Moody putting his hand in the air, and the Benedictine offense is going to slow it down with 9 minutes and 20 to go in the game. 59-47, Ravens up 12. Hilgendorf. And we get a foul off the ball. Didn't see it, but we'll get a timeout and figure out what happened. Media break coming at 9:09 to go in the game here in the Nolan. Ravens have led from the start. It's Benedictine 59, Culver Stockton 47.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Gymnasium here on the absolutely picturesque campus of Benedictine College up in Atchison, Kansas, where here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Ravens on senior day, the ladies winning the first win, the guys in front by a dozen with 9:09 to play in their game. Welcome, Joseph of the studio, producing and engineering, and Tom Couch here in the Nolan Gym, where the fans, it's kind of a subdued crowd right now. Ladies game was exciting. Thrilling game. Benedictine trailing a gel into the fourth quarter when they absolutely got blistering hot. And following a 27-point Josie Weiser ball game, first he hit 6 fourth quarter threes. Benedictine, Lady Ravens pick up their 20th win of the year. Now, here in the guys' game, kind of subdued because the Benedictine guys have led throughout. I mean, they got in front early. They've just kind of rolled along. They're up 12 now with 9:09 to go. And Culver Stockton will bring it into the backcourt. Walking it up the floor is going to be Walters Whitaker. He'll take it in front of the scorer's table here and work it down the right side. Ravens taken with their player defense. It'll be picked up defensively by Sullivan. Now the ball is going to be batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around it. Culver is going to be able to rescue it up top side. Two CSC players ended up on the floor. They both scramble to their feet. Shot clock at 10. Alders Whitaker working in, pulls up, 16-footer, no. And the long rebound is going to be cleared away by Hagen. Hilgendorf gets it over to Sullivan, and Ravens up the floor. Quickly to the right side, the give and go, the underneath, the shot doesn't go in. That was a great play. And that's stolen back by Sullivan. He needs some help, needs some help, needs some help, and nobody comes over to help him. Everybody overloads the right side. He's on the left. He needs an outlet for the ball, and there was none to be had. Benedictine will turn it back over with 8:25 to play. Still a 59-47 Benedictine lead. Culver Stockton on top with Denar. Denar gets it to Stevenson. Stevenson starting to drive in, trying to drive in. Great defense by Sullivan. Now he'll fall away from 13. It doesn't roll in. Rebound underneath. Cleared down by Hilgendorf. Back up with it. It's Benedictine. Inside 8 to go. Declan Sullivan goes left. Loses his defender for a moment. Goes to LaRue. Bryson picks up double team. Kicks it back off on top. Around to the right. Harrison thought about the shot, doesn't. Shot clock's at 8. Back out on top. And again, the Ravens cut into the middle. A little changed hands and a layup off the left side. Good for Sullivan. What a lovely possession. Jaglyn Sullivan, 61-47, Benedictine, 7:20 to play. And that was good because the Ravens had other opportunities to have taken a shot. They did not take, and here's a baseline runner. It's going to be up and in. And Walters Whitaker having another one of his typical really good games. Ravens back up with it, and again, it's Deglin squaring up the three. No. Rebound. Culver. 6:45 to go. In the lane, the shot, no good. Rebound, Benedictson. Don't forget to stick around after the ball game. We'll have Coach coming up. Look forward to chatting with him a little bit. And there's the layup on the other end. It's going to be up and good. Hagen Helgendorf. You don't see Hagen throw it down much. Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever seen him throw one down, to be honest. And it's 6:10 to go in the game. That was not like a Raptor shaker, but that was a good shot. Left-handed three. Rattles down for Culver Stockton. And Rodinar has 11. 6 minutes left. Benedictine on the floor. Reynolds, Kissling, LaRue, Helgendorf, Sullivan. Sullivan gets it over to Bryson. Out on, here's Helgendorf out there. Oh, that three looked good, but no. Davis boards it down. Connor coming up the floor. 5.5 to go. Out on top. The three. And rebound BC. Now the ball's down the floor. Big collision. Picked up by Culver. The reverse layup was going to go up and good. I'm no basketball player, but I've never understood how guys end up rolling around and flopping on the floor as much as they do after a shot and then having to spring back up again. I can't understand how their balance does not allow them to maintain their feet beneath them. I know it happens sometimes, but there are some players that happens to a lot, it seems like. Inside 5 minutes of play. Benedictine up 9. Preston kicks it over. Hagen kicks a 3. No. Rebound, Culver Stockton. There's another guy on the floor for CSC, and the upcourt pass slapped out of bounds by Reynolds. We're getting our under 5 break. 4:41 to go in the ball game. Ravens are going to make some substitutions, and we'll pick them up when we return. It's Benedictine 63, the Wildcats 54.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thank you. South Oklahoma Gymnasium. That's where we're at this afternoon here in Atchison, Kansas. And we're down to the last 4 minutes and 41 seconds of today's college basketball game on CARE Radio and the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine in front, 63-54. Welcome back. Updated numbers now as Culver settled in at a little over 40% from the floor, 21 of 52. Benedictine is just hovering around half, 26 of 54. From the outside, BC is a better shooting team than this. They are 5 of 24 for 21%, 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Matter of fact, both teams are 6 of 9 at the free throw line. So here we go, putting the ball in play in front of the scorer's table. It will belong to the Wildcats, and here's Culver Stockton. We got a new guy in the game, Lovinger. We saw him early. We haven't seen him at all in the second half, a little bit surprising, because Lovinger is a good player for this team. He started today, runs the ball clip from the point. Not a big score. Got a shot clock to 3. Here's a very long shot, missing. and as Benedicta made a couple of substitutions, one of the guys just returning to the floor, Jack Vanderwoody, will make that rebound. You got Vigapa, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, LaRue, and Cora Dory for Benedictine. 4 minutes to play. Quickly to the left. Preston gets kind of grabbed. It goes in anyway. Reynolds is saying, where's the foul on that? Nobody calls one. Give him 2 points. Here we go back the other direction with 3:45 to play. Dropping a shoulder, driving down to the side of the lane. Now the half court pass slapped away by Reynolds. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It will be Culver Stockton basketball midway between the corner and the left side of the lane down at the baseline. They bring it in. A couple of head fakes and then an off-balance shot later. It's no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens are going to get it up the floor, but Bryson LaRue, smart guy. He realizes that 1-on-3 are not the numbers that are good for him, and he'll back it away and wait for his teammates to try to join him. And now a sweeping pass knocked away, but then stolen back by Benedictine. Ravens got to slow this thing down with 3:15 to go. Leading by 11, Benedictine going to kind of chill it down a little bit. Culver Stockton has brought Fowler into the game. That's Nick Fowler, 6'9" senior. And as the shot goes up for the Ravens, it's good, and we take a Benedictine timeout. The break at 3:01 to go in the game. BC 68, CSC 54.
Naughty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Naughty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
By utilizing good judgment, being particular about the shots you take, Benedictine has been able to improve their shooting percentage here as the game has gone on and we've gone deeper into the second half. And right now, Benedictine has now pushed it up to 50% from the floor. Ravens are currently 28 of 56. Conversely, Culver Stockton, when faced with the need of trying to battle back and you have to take maybe a few more risky shots, a few more hurried shots, maybe a few less quality shots, their number beginning to slip. They're down now to 29% on 21 of 54. So Benedictine 28 of 56, Culver 29 of 54. Back with it here in the Nolan. 3:01 to go in the ballgame. Ravens up 14. For Benedictine, it would be an opportunity to repay a debt from early in the year when BC traveled over to Culver Stockton, coming up just a little bit short in that one. And as the ball comes in, here come the Wildcats. Culver's going to have it up on top and going to get in the hands of the big guy, and it's going to be Jackson with the basketball. It's going to be stolen by Gino. Ravens with a 3-on-1. Gino goes up, missed it. And it'll go up and in again. And Ravens will get it on a follow shot. And now, on the return back to the floor, it is going to be a foul by Benedictine. And it's going to be on Jack. It'll be his first. Corridori's at 10 points. Culver Stockton coming to the line with Walters Whitaker. He's got, I think, like 15, according to my count. That free throw makes 16. So Walters Whitaker. One more free throw. He takes a big old deep breath, eyes it up, and hits it. Into the lineup now for Culver Stockton. We're going to see. We got coming back in here. Someone new. Got Lovinger out there. Walters Whitaker is on the floor. Got Connor Davis out there. Got Alex Jackson. And I'm kind of scanning around. Who's our last guy? That's going to be Martez. Yeah, there it is. 6'3" junior out of Chicago. Martez Rhodes We'll check into the game. 2.5 minutes left. Look away pass and going to be misjudged down to the baseline by Alex Jackson. Benedictine is going to get it back in against the full court pressure now. 2.5 minutes to play. Ravens by 14. Culver Stockton are going to press it. It'll come into Ezra. He goes outside into the air, is collided with, and a foul is going to be whistled on Connor Davis, who seems to have gotten the worst of it. And it is only Wildcat team foul 4. 2 minutes and 28 to go. By Gompa out of the game. And back in for the Ravens are going to be Deglin. Culver Stockton is going to take Connor out for a little bit and let him kind of gather himself here on the near sideline where he's in the chair kind of bent over a little bit. 2:10 to go. Ravens with a basketball leading at 70-56. Back over to the right side. Give and go. No room. Out on top. Bryson. Shot clock 4. Shot clock 3. Bryson with 2. Falling away with 1. Launches it. It's off the rim. Rebound tipped out. Out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds. It will be Culver Stockton basketball with now only 1:55 remaining. Corridori out. Back in comes Hilgendorf. And now Connor Davis says, I'm good to go, coach. And he's right back out there. 1:55 left in the game. The ball is going to be picked up near midcourt as Ty Walters Whitaker let the thing kept rolling. Now the feet underneath, the shot high off the window. And we'll have a Raven foul. Maybe on Preston, yeah. So Reynolds picking up the personal foul. It's only a couple on him, and coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Connor Davis. Davis has 10 points. And that free throw, won't go in. 70-56. This game is just about exactly where I think coach likes him to go. I mean, you always like it when your number is the bigger number, but again, holding his opponent to ultimately low 60s. Ravens going to try to lob one into the middle of Vanderbooty and Hagen Hilgendorf having a little communication breakdown. Culver Stockton out on top, the 3, no, rebound on top. Culver Stockton dishes down low, the follow, yeah. So Alex Johnson with his 4th point of the game, and we've got 1.5 minutes left. Benedictine has the ball in the backcourt, and quickly, as they reach around Bryson LaRue, a foul will be called. It's going to be on Martez Rhodes. It is only going to be team foul, what is that, 3-4-5 maybe? Team 6 now, I guess. Ravens will bring it in. They're not shooting yet. And the ball's going to be knocked away from Hilgendorf, stolen, and then I think he steps on the sideline and did, yeah. Coming up with a steal, Alex Johnson ended up getting over on the sideline a little bit, so it'll come back in again once more, too, Benedictine. The lob comes in to Bryson. LaRue in the backcourt, skips it to Deglin, Sullivan across the timeline, 1:14 to go, and finally they're able to catch him, commit the foul. And the foul is going to be credited to Ryan Stevenson. So for Stevenson, it'll be foul number 1. And that, in fact, was number 6. So there we go. Now, Ravens are going to go to the line 1-1 on any subsequent foul. Here's Sullivan. Weaves away. He's playing keep away a little bit. And I think Culver's decided to not pursue the ball any harder. You heard the PA guy. 1 minute to go. Preston Reynolds drives and shoots and scores. 72-59 with 1 minute left. At the baseline, it's going to be stripped away by Vanderbooty. Shaq will bring it up, slow it down, hold it up in the backcourt, kicks it over to Sullivan, who will walk it up the floor, gets it across midcourt. Preston says, you know, Deglin, I know you're not in a hurry, but you got 10 seconds. You got to get it up here. And now they're just going to run it down until the shot clock comes up. 10 seconds on that. 24 seconds left in the game. Vanderwood, he wants that shot. 5 seconds for. He'll pull up from 17. It's going to go out of bounds. Culver Stockton will bring it in. Let's see if they get any last points on the board. 14 seconds left. Culver Stockton bringing it up, and the Ravens going to come up with a nice home win here this afternoon on Senior Day. Final score, Benedictine 72, Culver Stockton 61, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla.
Well, not married. They're a tacouple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
From the Ralph Zellman Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus, it is a sweep by the Ravens over the visitors from Culver Stockton. Men's game ending up 72-61. Ravens led from coast to coast in this game. And let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Culver Stockton. Hey, Walters Whitaker, he is really, really good, okay? 7-17 from the floor, 5-6 at the line, 19 points for Ty Walters Whitaker. Double figures also, you had Roe Dinar and Connor Davis, each with 9 points today for Ryan Stevenson. It was 4 each for Jacob McGee and Alex Jackson, 3 today for Martez Rhodes. For the Benedictine Ravens, we have down here, whoop, got to back that page up. Too much technology now, I've lost everything. Good night, Joseph. I don't know how you guys do all this computer screen stuff. Benedictine led in scoring today by, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. So for Benedictine, Preston with 16 points, 14 for Jack Vanderwoody and Deglin Sullivan with 11, Gino Cordori with 10, BC. Putting 4 guys in double-figure scoring. It was 9 for Hagen Hilgendorf. Bryson LaRue was 6 today. It was 4 for Drew Purdy. And Harrison Kissling knocking down the other 2. Making a couple of notes here. We're going to ask Coach a few things because Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody, he'll be making his way up here. Chat with us before too long. Benedictine in the game this afternoon. How about this? Ravens went 30 of 61 from the floor, ultimately ending up right at 50%, 49.2%, holding Culver Stockton to 39.7 at 23 of 58. So Ravens getting off more shots and subsequently a better percent with those more shots. So that is always a good thing. From the outside, they can do better than this. Culver, 6 of 21. Benedictine, only 6 of 25 from outside, a 24% perimeter shooting clip. Hardly any free throws at all. BC, 6 of 9 at the line. Culver Stockton was 9 of 13. Here comes Coach up here, man. He is zipping right along this evening. So we'll see if we can get our stuff out here and get everything fired up. Coach, you wasted no time getting around here tonight, man. You're getting it happening. See if you can wrangle out that mess I've got knotted up. Are you in there?
Yep.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC guys with us. First of all, Coach, congratulations, man. That was good, man. That felt good today, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's I just told the guys, I mean, that's a hard 2 weeks, Tom. And we're probably, I mean, our guys, I'm just so proud of them, how tough they've been through that stretch. And honestly, we're two plays away from 4-1 in that stretch. You know, I mean, like, we grinded, came out 2-3, but, you know, that Mount Mercy game and that Park game, you know, two plays and we're in a little different spot. But they had every excuse in the book tonight to fold up the tent, be tired. Lost in double overtime in a heartbreaker on Wednesday. We were the tougher team. I mean, they had more rest than us. I thought we were the tougher team tonight. No dissing on Culver Stockton by any means, but I thought we were super physical. The game plan was to shut down 35 and send multiple bodies at him. He doesn't pass it that very well at all in the half court, and he didn't tonight. We held him to 11. The game plan was against 5 to make him a driver. He only had 9. And the game plan was to make 10 make plays, not let him get 7 assists and make everybody else better. And that kid goes for 19 tonight and doesn't necessarily make other people better in this game. So defensive execution, you know, that last little bucket they threw in there when nobody was trying,
right.
We held them under 60.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how proud I am of just their integrity and their character of, like, being able to battle through some really tough times and being tired and finding ways to win. And they did it today.
A couple of things I talked about during the broadcast. Number one was Brian Moody has his targets, okay? You got scores. You want to hold your opponent to that low 60-ish kind of a number. And as we were going along and watching the game develop, I'm thinking and I'm saying during the broadcast, he's where he wants to be with this. And like you just mentioned, got to be proud. It was spot on where you want him to be.
It really was. I mean, defensively, I was just really, really proud of him on how he defended. I mean, 28% from the three, 39% from the field overall out of Culver. That's contested shots. That's taking away their best players, making other guys make plays. And we really didn't foul that much. I mean, only got to the line 13 times. I mean, I thought defensively just, and I mean, people that are listening, like, to play 5 games in under 14 days is just insane. It's hard. It's hard on their bodies. It's hard on their minds. And for them to be able to show the toughness and the energy to find a way. I mean, it was kind of a slow, kind of ugly game at times. And I thought we just slugged it out with them. The other thing I want to mention, I mean, we've had some really good teams here, but I mean, I think over the last 5 or 6 games, we're averaging like 17 assists a game. These guys share the ball. They pass it. If they don't stick to it, they take care of each other. They trust each other. They believe in each other. You know, it's been a grind. And they had they had a lot of excuses today, and they didn't use them. They came out and played well.
Coach, I don't know if I had ever seen it happen before, and I was kind of counting it down, hoping I would see it today, and it got so close. A half of a ball game with no fouls committed. And in the first half, you committed your first foul with like just over a minute to go in a half. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot of stats in the world and a lot of analytics, but right now in the country, we're like 37th in the country in free throw rate, right? So that means how often we foul our opponent. You know, we guard pretty well. We try not to foul. We try to just contest. We try to be physical. I thought that we did a really good job of that tonight too and just made it hard. You know, I can't tell you how good 35 is. He didn't look it tonight, but I think we had a lot to do with that. And 35 is a good player. We did some extra kind of individual film with the guys that were going to be guarding him this morning before shoot around. We brought some guys in and showed, and I thought they were – Preston Reynolds guarded, I mean, phenomenal tonight. I mean, got to the rim, defended like crazy. He's playing with a black eye and a cut on the same side of his face. I mean, just physical. and showed that what he can be as a player for us tonight.
Well, I was going to talk about both of those guys. Number one, this number 35 that you're talking about, good guy. But you were frustrated him. I mean, there were a couple of times that you could see physically he was frustrated out on the court, and he was kind of reacting in a frustrated way. And I was going to ask you how Preston is, because this poor kid's kicking and banging around.
He has taken a beating over the last 2 weeks for sure, and has shown great leadership. He's growing in his leadership role as a junior. I mean, his tap tonight was 35, and honestly, the whole team's tap tonight was 35. You noticed, I mean, every time he put it on the deck, we sent a second guy. I mean, he averages 1.3 assists a game. He's not passing it. We sent a second guy. We turned him over a lot tonight, and I thought that the guys were just really dialed in defensively. And you know, offensively, like the Deglin Sullivan, freshman, tired young man, because he plays so freaking hard. And, you know, was able to grind through those last few minutes and make some good plays. Ezra, I thought, gave us great defensive minutes tonight. Hagen Hilgendorf gave us great minutes. I mean, I'm proud of all of them. This was a tough game, man. I mean, this is a tough game coming off of Wednesday, that's for sure.
I'm going to tell you that I think that the Culver plan, you wanted to take away their 35. Well, I think that they wanted to take away your 20.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's kind of what's happened the last couple games.
I would want to take away your 20 by plotting against you, okay?
I mean, you know, but here's the thing. Bryson trusts his teammates, you know. I mean, it's another night where he's got an assist, and I thought he had more than one, to be honest with you. But, you know, he's only got five shots up, but he's out there guarding his tail off. He's rebounding. You know, he's our best scorer. He's tired too. You know, I mean, he's pretty tired, but
he draws a lot of attention from the other guys, and they have to follow him.
Yep.
And then somebody else gets the benefit.
Yeah, and I thought that tonight, you know, that Jack shot it in well. Hagen shot it in. And what Bry did tonight was open up Preston Reynolds. Preston drove it like crazy tonight because there's no help, because they're locked on to Jack and they're locked on to Bryson in the corners. There's nobody there to stop him once he gets past the first level. So, you know, I think Bryson's settling into that role a little bit. We'll get him going again. I mean, he's too good a player. He's just a little gassed right now, but thankfully the other guys stepped up.
Now we're going to get only a couple of days in. Coach, we are down to four.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is
yep.
My math
four games.
Wrong?
Yep. Yeah, I wish we were we're playing pretty good. Even though we lost a couple on this stretch, like I said, two plays away from being 4-1 in the last five, I think we're playing really good basketball. I wish, you know, there's a lot left to be played, and I don't know if our fate's been determined with the postseason tournament quite yet. I think we can grind a little bit and hope for some help. But, yeah, we got four left, three of them on the road, senior day, February 22nd here.
And Wednesday we're going to go over to Marshall.
Marshall.
Now, that's a kind of a funny gym to play in. I don't know if you guys like it or not. I don't mind where I do there, but there's like acres on both ends,
yeah.
And it kind of makes me crazy.
It's a big gym. We've had some good success there, though, so we're ready to go. We'll get these guys a little rest today, tomorrow, maybe even Monday. They need it, and you know, let's go celebrate and watch the Chiefs play tomorrow night. That's kind of the
there
you
go.
We're not going to worry about Missouri Valley until we watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
It's a plan, Coach. Congratulations, great job. And by the way, nice to see the old alums. You know, they just pop in out of time to time, and it's always good to see some of those guys. And it's fun that Raven family. There's no end to that family.
No,
thing.
There isn't. And you know, there were guys. Jason Wyrick. I played with Jason back in the '90s. He was here today with Steve Stockard, and you know, we had some of our guys from that 2018-19 team: Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Saxon Thuston, Eustace Norvilas from the 2014-15 teams that won a league title. So it's great to see those guys back in the gym, and we are a family, and it's always been that way. It'll stay that way. You know, the program's bigger than any of us, and those guys are a part of it. So we're happy to see them in the gym.
Coach, congratulations. See you Wednesday, man.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, to come away with a very nice win here this afternoon at home, as Benedictine sweeps Culver Stockton. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Again, Benedictine ladies and men, both winning today. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, holding down the fort, doing all the work at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, you're so good. Thank you. Tom Counts here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.